got my dice and I got my friends. We're going on a quiz that never ends. You know when there is trouble abound, me and my crew will always be around. Ladies and gentlemen, I am the Lone Gunman, and it's time for the Gamers Haven Podcast with your hosts, Ethan, Jeremy, and Nathan.
Stand by for action.
Gamers Haven Special Edition.
We
yes, that we always podcast naked, don't we?
No.
Are you recording already?
I am. We are recording. You might notice. Welcome back to the Gamers Haven podcast. You might notice a distinct difference in sound, and it's because we're using a digital voice recorder today, which is what we generally use for our actual play stuff. And the reason we have that out is because Jeremy, Nathan, and I are being joined by the lovely Bethany and Becca.
You'll get it eventually.
Yes, I will get it. It's the bees. Now, we're only missing Robin, of course.
Can we call her Bin?
Bin?
Becca Bin.
Becca Bin?
Becca Bin. That's the triple B.
Is this like Man Bear Pig? Or?
Half man, half bear, half pig.
It's up to you.
Oh, well, this is the dreaded CantCon episode, where we get to talk about CantCon all the time.
Dreaded.
Well, you know, where you don't talk about CantCon ever in any of the other shows.
It's like Fight Club.
Yes. Sir. The first rule of CantCon is
you
do not talk about CantCon.
Judging from all the new faces we have here, I see someone's been breaking rules 1 and 2.
Yes. Nathan.
Yes. I made the rules. I don't have to.
You're the one who told the whole fraternity.
Hey.
First rule problem.
Yeah. But today we're going to sort of talk CantCon, fulfill our CantCon obligations and talk about what's going on at CantCon.
Fantasy.
What we've got going on. But in the meantime,
I want to roll natural 20s for every roll. Oh, yeah.
But in the meantime, some of us here at the table have played some 5th edition, but he can't talk about it because it's like Fight Club.
I really wanted to get in on that game. There just was no way I could actually make the time to get to it.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
there is nothing that
nothing to see here.
Nothing to
move
see
along.
Here. Nothing is being recorded at all.
Oh, and the rest of us have been doing our usual stuff. So yes.
Yeah. Like Diablo 3.
Mm-hmm.
Schoolwork.
We haven't been doing Diablo 3.
You know. Work in general.
Schoolwork. Working.
8
research.
Interviews, and not a single one did I get.
Yeah. I have an internship. That's what I'm doing right now. So.
There's nothing out there. That's kind of scary.
Yeah.
So much for a recovering economy. Anyways, so CantCon, yes.
2012.
Yes. CantCon 2012. This is the fourth.
Boost your local economy.
this is the fourth CantCon. And. Gosh, I've been trying to get the word out about it, but been very busy with various things.
Yeah, I posted a link to the CantCon website on several of the forums that I go to, just in case anybody was interested.
Mm-hmm.
Well, granted, you know, most of the forums I visit are vintage computer and video game sites, so you know, I don't know if we'll get much information from that, but there have been some interest.
Yeah.
As of right now, we have 143 people pre-registered, I believe.
Which is about 40 more than last year, right?
Well, no. I don't remember the specifics from last year, honestly. I could definitely...
I thought it was approximately half of the people that we had last year had pre-registered.
Let's see. The years are starting to meld with me, so...
I know the feeling.
As far as, because... of all this crazy stuff. I mean, this year definitely, obviously we're here right now with Becca is the prize mistress and is head of prizes and awards, and we're here with the infamous Bethany, who is the food czar.
Infamous?
Infamous. Yes,
really?
You're infamous.
You can shoot lightning.
It was because of my brownies, I'm sorry.
It's because of your brownies? Ruined.
Yeah.
No, because of the crumbs. Yeah, cupcakes make crumbs.
You're infamous because on pretty much every evaluation form, people were all like, the food was awesome. Except Douche Canoe, who didn't fill out a thing, but had complained about the greasy food.
Yeah, he complained about greasy cupcakes. Yes. My cupcakes are not greasy.
How do you make greasy cupcakes?
I don't know.
This is Douche Canoe. Remember Douche Canoe?
Yes.
The guy who is not welcome at CanCon unless he pays me $60?
No, even after he pays.
It's like, thank you for paying. Now get the hell out.
GTFO.
Thanks for the money.
Get the Smurf out.
Yeah. We reserve the right to refuse service to anybody, and you're one of the people we refuse service to. Get out now. And don't let the door hit you on the Smurf on the way out. Because be nice to Smurfs.
Yeah.
They already get enough crap as it is.
Suck a little bit, right back up.
We are actually beyond.
From the inside.
We are beyond our. We have surpassed last year's pre-registrations. Last year's pre-registrations were 119.
So we've already had more people pre-reg this year.
Yes, we've had more people pre-reg this year. We're at, as of right now, 143.
Excellent.
And I know we have someone. We have two people coming in from Vancouver, Sanjian. Awesome. We know you're listening, Sanjian.
Yes.
There's songs about Vancouver.
So if someone's coming from Canada, what are they going to do about the three people that are there?
There's a queue. You see, the two people are leaving, they let two people in.
Oh, okay.
So there can only be three people in Canada at a time.
At any given time.
At any given point, yes. Okay.
And booze.
Well, it's going to be Sanjian and his wife are coming down. Yeah. So.
Okay. Sweet. So they might not have a place to go back to?
They'll have to join the queue to get back in to Canada.
Well, at least there's fabulous food all the way up to Canada.
That's true. And we do have some people that have that are actually coming in from San Francisco, but they're actually in town for something going on in Hutchison, and they heard about CanCon and are making the trip from Hutchison over.
Awesome.
But I like to think that, hey, they're from San Francisco. But we got people, Beth asked me the other day about people coming, and we've got people coming from New Jersey, Noah. Mm-hmm. We know you're listening.
Yeah, Noah.
Gosh. Ohio, Tracy. Yeah, whatever.
Tracy, God!
obviously, California, South Dakota,
Arkansas, actually.
Matt Harrop is from Kansas.
He lives in Lawrence. Not Matt Harrop. What's his name? The gentleman that came up last year, the great guy. What's his name?
McCauley?
John
McCauley comes up from Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, oh, okay.
I believe. Oklahoma.
Oklahoma's okay.
Well, I know we had someone from Arkansas last year because I talked with him.
Well, and...
what was your name?
And that's just the ones I... Those are just the ones I know about. So, I think the Road Warrior Award will be going to Sanjian from Vancouver.
Yeah, that's a little far.
Mm-hmm. So,
does it count? Are they flying or are they driving?
They're flying.
I think there's a big difference between flying and driving. Because Road Warrior, you're on the road. Mm-hmm. So maybe like the bird of the sky or something.
But also with
the bird, it's a plane.
I know. Fly the Friendly Skies Award.
But if we're going to get that picky, Road Warrior also like has to like kill bandits on the way.
Okay. And ride a motorcycle.
He didn't ride a motorcycle. He drove.
I don't care. He's going to ride a motorcycle.
Then Tracy and Noah can drive in on a motorcycle together. And Noah can be in the sidecar.
Well, Noah is actually driving this year. He's driving to...
blowing in the wind.
Noah's driving to Ohio, and then they're driving in on the
Yeah, course. I think that
you
they can...
overthought this a little too much.
No, I just think the hair... Tracy's hair blowing in the wind. He's going to need a wig, but it'll be fine.
Oh, yes, he will be a wig. So, another podcast listener is trekking in from thousands of miles away to attend CanCon. We have another listener that lives all the way out in Japan, and we're counting on you next year, man. And then, of course, we got the one in the ones in Europe.
And South Africa.
In South Africa, yes.
Yes, we'd love to see you come to CanCon.
Definitely.
Especially 8th Pagan, because we'd like to hear stories about your famous battles with the first seven pagans.
We do have listeners in Great Britain and Germany and Sweden. So they can come to CanCon next year. If they're not, then they're just posers, really.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right. Calling you out.
Now they're all going to show up and beat you down.
They have to pay admission to do that.
It'll be worth $35.
I'll videotape.
$25. $30 at the door.
Yeah. We'll videotape. We got cameras.
Yeah. And I think there has to be Jell-O and a kiddie pool. So.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
We are recording 3 weeks out from CantCon. Right. It's June 15th, and CantCon is 3 weeks away, which is kind of amazing
to
me.
Bum, bum, bum.
Yeah.
21 days.
21 days. 3 weeks from today, we will be in the midst of CantCon. And Shane Hensley will be here, our first ever guest of honor. So,
which is awesome.
Which is pretty cool. Pretty cool.
So excited.
You know who we need to try to get for next year? Aaron Rosenberg.
He offered to come out if we could, you know, get him out here. But I told him we'll try next year, and he can come visit family and pay his own way. Mike, what? You don't want to come visit family?
Monty Cook. We should try to get Monty Cook.
Yeah, I'd love to get Monty down. It'd be great.
Personally, I'd like to see Sandy Peterson, but that's just me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He doesn't really do much.
No, I haven't seen him. The last time that Chaosium was at Gen Con.
Nathan Fillion.
Yeah, we want Nathan Fillion.
Felicia Day.
Voted.
Felicia Day. Nice.
Yeah. Neil Patrick.
Start getting some Sunday stars.
I'd take Will Wheaton. Yeah.
Wheaton.
Will Wheaton.
Wheaton. but in a surprising turn of events, well, we've got, first off, as of today, we've got about, I think I counted 82 events going on, not including the new kids track at CanCon.
Exciting.
Yes, I'm actually hoping that the kids track does really well.
I need training. They're for a slot. I don't exactly know what I'm doing. I don't got kids yet.
Run for your life, Tandy Man. Let's get them hooked
I'll
now.
I'll just hand you my developmental psych book. You'll be fine.
Yes, here's your homework. It's only 400 pages.
It's 400 pages. You'll be fine.
I'll have it done in a week.
Don't kennel them. Don't spray them with water.
Don't kennel them. Handcuff them to the kennel and then force feed them. That's not good.
Bologna is not good.
No, it's not good for anybody.
It has to be ring bologna.
Oh yeah.
But let's see. Let's sort of CantCon has, for those of you who are listening who were at CantCon last year, CantCon is expanding. We actually are expanding over into the atrium this year, plus into one of the executive conference rooms. So
mega.
We are mega.
We're executives.
To quote something, bigger, longer, uncut.
The library's a bigger section. The concession stand's bigger this year.
I got more than one table, I think.
Yeah, concession stand has four tables, people.
Four tables plus counters and a sink.
Yeah, it's
well,
awesome.
You're gonna need four people.
We're gonna have
one person per table.
One person per table.
Not including table dancers.
Okay, I know I didn't sign up for any games, but I am not doing that.
Nathan said, I already got you the nipple tassels, so...
They don't fit. They cover.
We got you the nipple clamps of exquisite pain.
But at least it's better than the Smurf ring of absolute power.
Yep, there's that.
We're going to have to get some whips and various slugs.
I do not want to see chain...
Armor that you chain 9 children up to you with.
A couple of frauds. Hey, we need to start a list.
And Jeremy gets to work on his computer.
And a gimp suit. We get a gimp suit.
And bring out the gimp.
Oh, man. So, yeah, we're expanded out. And
it got weird.
We're utilizing the screens this year. We're going to have nifty ribbons. I hope we have dice. We'll see how that works out.
We don't know if we're going to get them in time.
Don't know if we're getting them in time. They're going to
try. That was
disappointing. I'm a bit annoyed with Chessex about that.
We ordered them like 3 months or 4 months, 5 months in advance.
No, I ordered them in May. I was waiting for the design.
That's a big company.
What, 3 months in advance? I feel like.
Well, the annoying part is I ordered mine and then Tracy ordered his, and his design was 5 sides or 6 sides, and he just got his.
And you still haven't got yours, and ours is one side.
Yes, and ours is just one.
Oh, the agony!
For such a big company, that's kind of...
I'm not very happy with it.
I mean, come on.
Do we know if we're going to get the miniature in time, the Jabberglock?
As far as I know, yes. The last I heard from Secret Skeleton was, how many do we need minimum? And I said, 100 minimum. I prefer more. So.
And then however many they want to bring to sell.
Yeah. So I think they might be going with a limited run on it because the Jabberbuck miniature is a new thing at CanCon, and it is only going to be available at CanCon. They're going to modify the mold and the sculpt to not be the Jabberglock and sell it as a generic troll after CanCon. Mm-hmm. But if you want a CanCon exclusive Jabberglock miniature,
and this year only,
and well, we're going to have new miniatures I think next year and the year before. It's going to be a going thing because it was a really cost effective, fun little thing to do.
Yeah, you know what we need to make for the miniature for next year? Your guy from the Wizards College.
Oh, no. We're thinking we want to do theme things with the Jabberglock, like do superhero Jabberglock, you know, pirate Jabberglock.
With a cloak, with a cape?
Yes, pretty much.
Shark suit, that'd be awesome.
Oh, yeah, shark suit. And that might be
shark bait.
And that might be something that you attendees of CantCon can vote on after the fact, after CantCon on the survey, because it's not something we can really do as part of the Kickstarter just because of the amount of time it takes to do it,
so. Take a while to put together.
Not just the surveys, but
if we do it as part of the survey after after CanCon survey, it should be fine.
Which will be online this year.
Yes, it will be online because Beth is helping with that. She knows how to do all that. It's great.
Thank you,
hooray,
psychology
PHP,
major.
PHP, CSS, and HTML is your friend.
Other changes from last year is we have on-site event registration. You'll be able to sign up for events on-site and have your tickets printed on-site this year. So
on-site.
No generic tickets. You just will sign up for whatever you want. And concessions, I think the cool thing that's coming out is the meal plan.
Yeah, meal plan this year. That's pretty exciting.
The meal plan to us.
We're going with local restaurants, so I have the list of those soon, so I can put them up on the website. And it'll be about $10 a meal, so for the whole weekend you can pay $60 and be fed your entire time at CanCon.
Mm-hmm. So you don't have to leave.
You don't even have to leave. You can stay the whole time.
Yeah. And food's being brought to us. So.
Do you have to choose ahead of time what you want? Yeah. Like how far in advance?
I'll need to know the day before. So Friday, if you come in the morning and want lunch, I won't be able to do that, but I can do dinner. And then if you're there Friday and only can, like, say you're there in the morning and you have bought at the door, which is awesome, mm-hmm. Then you can get the meal plan for Friday dinner, Saturday lunch.
Sunday lunch and Sunday dinner.
So, okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So then it would be $50. So
are you going with menus, or are you
we're going with a
choose?
Limited selection from different local restaurants? So one of the places that we're going that I already know that we're going to is called Let Us Eat, and they're a soup and salad healthier option. For
health with gamers, bah!
Their food is fantastic. They're actually me and Ethan's caterers for our wedding, very exciting. So they'll be doing our lunch, which is soup and salad, or soup and sandwich, or soup and salad. So you'll have those options, and you'll be able to select what sandwich you want.
So tell us a bit about some of the other companies that are local that we're going to be going.
Planet Sub is one of them. I have a list at home, but I'll have everything up. But Planet Sub, and we're going to do their box lunch, which is a 6-inch sub, a bag of chips, a cookie, and a pickle spear, and then you'll get your drink at the CanCon concessions, and you'll be set for the day for that lunch period. So we're also going with Minsky's Pizza for dinner one night.
Minsky's is local.
They're so good, and so we'll do two slices of pie and a breadstick and your pop, and
you
that'll be your dinner.
You know, it's a
they
local place.
Pizza pie, sorry. Oh, okay.
There's a local Italian place that that's actually local owned and run. It's called The Bronx.
Okay.
The Bronx.
Yeah. They have good New York style pizza.
Okay.
It can be a little bit pricier though.
Yeah, they can be. But the thing is it probably would fit in. The only problem I have is I know they have two locations, but I only know where one of them is.
I have to look at the locations because
it's off of Johnson Drive.
Picking places that are closer to the college because my wonderful volunteers or I will be running to get the food.
I got one right over by Tabletop.
What, at the Bronx?
Yeah,
mm-hmm. It's right over there.
Sweet. So. There, it's good.
So, yeah, there's a lot of local places. It's hard to choose when you know there's so many good, good places in the area.
There's always next year. Mm-hmm.
There's always next
Start
year.
Planning.
Yeah.
If Iron Horse was closer, I would heavily push for that. Yeah. It's got the best Chinese food that I know of.
And I think we're also thinking RJ's.
Yeah, RJ's Barbecue is dinner one night. So it's a local Kansas City barbecue place. They're so good. So
for, all those road warriors who haven't had real barbecue, or at least think they've had real barbecue, you haven't,
they
had,
haven't
real barbecue.
Had real barbecue.
Come to Kansas City for barbecue.
But we'll be doing their sandwich options, which is like meat with sauce or whatever, and then you'll get to choose fries, or coleslaw salad,
so
or whatever.
That's traditional Kansas City style barbecue.
It's good food. So that'll be really good. So that's dinner on Friday night, actually. So that's most of the places. So. Very exciting, and concessions are sweets this year. We're doing sweets and savory, so we'll also have like chips and pretzels and things for sale. Erin is making what she calls family crack, and there are quotes there in case people didn't know.
Yes, this is radio.
Yeah,
air quotes.
but it's like this pretzel amazingness. So she'll be making some of that. And we'll also be getting
Hand makes pretzels.
No, they're not handmade. They're like she takes like a pretzel chips.
Does she bake them with flavor?
Yeah, it's really good. So we'll have some of that. We'll also have sugar free this year for the baked goods. We'll have sugar free cookies or brownies or something available because there are some of our CanCon friends who are diabetic, and so to cater to them and make sure they have the opportunity to have some more awesome stuff. We'll have coffee
might be
in the morning.
Able to do gluten free too because she does a lot of gluten.
Yeah, we're for the kids track. They're doing the cookie decorating, and I'll be doing vegan gluten free cookies for the kids. So
that's gonna be good.
And regular cookies as well. But yeah, the vegan gluten free is challenging, but it's good. So
excellent.
Yeah.
So there's the I'm guessing with the vegan cookies, there's no whitened butter, bleached flour.
No whitened bleached flour, no animal byproduct at all. Yeah, you have to be very careful about, like...
Dude, it's Shadowrun cookies. They're Shadowrun cookies. It's all soy.
And we're also doing cake pops this year because hopefully there'll be more kids, so lower dose of sugar.
So we had a good amount of kids last year.
That's true.
Especially on Friday, so I mean... that's what we added the kids track.
But we're doing fun cake pops, like robots or Cthulhu's or beholders, those kind of cake pops. So gamers will also want to eat them.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Of course, these predominantly these are being provided by Three Sisters Creations.
Predominantly, yes.
I will chip in where I can.
With volunteers helping with their creations as well. So
I won't be making anything spectacular, but I hope to actually succeed on making the brownies well this year.
You know, they'll probably get
year.
Eaten anyway. So.
Yeah, I know. They all got eaten, but
especially by Sunday, people just go, like, don't eat that brownie. It's not perfect.
It's fine.
So at least that's how I am by the end of Sunday. It's like, brains.
I'm really looking forward.
Award show, brains.
A new cupcake recipe I'm looking forward to trying out. That's cookie dough cupcakes. It has cookie dough inside the cupcake. So
that's going to be interesting.
Yeah, so I hope.
Sounds amazing.
Delicious and wonderful. Yeah.
You know, you have a test group right here.
Yeah.
You know, when we're running these games, you can just try some of these recipes on us.
Okay.
If you want.
He's got a point.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I've only been home for a
couple
weeks.
Call me crazy.
So.
Oh, I know that feeling.
Yeah. Oh, yay.
19 days straight.
Yeah.
No.
And straight before.
I want to talk vendors really quick. We have Black Blade Publishing is returning, as is Secret Skeleton Miniatures, Silver Griffin Games, and Gamerground. And then we've added a new vendor, Sentinels of the Multiverse.
Yes,
going to be on hand.
with their incredible
stuff.
Incredible card game, which is just awesome. If you haven't got a copy, if they have them on site, you have to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Have to get it.
Yep.
They were really hilarious at Gen Con last year. So
It is worth every penny.
I had all the bags because they scooped Ethan into their booth. I was carrying all these because it was our shopping day. I had all these bags, and I'm just like trying to manage like nachos or something as well. And you just
she went off to get food, and then I was bodily transported into their booth.
Yeah,
what's coming here now?
Pretty much how it happened.
That's pretty awesome.
We got them on the show. They're great people.
Yeah.
They're great guys.
Yeah.
And they're semi-local.
The semi-local. Christopher Bedell's the creator of the game and one of the people.
Right?
He just moved to St. Louis to be out there close to one of his business partners. So, which I understand. I mean, they're doing really well. Really well. They just really successfully funded another Kickstarter for the next expansion. So, they're doing exceptionally well. And we mentioned a few things about the kids track, but starting at 2 p.m. on Friday at CampCon, we're going to have a kids area for really sort of designed for kids 10 and under type of thing. It's going to be lots of activities like coloring and various too many other activities really to list off the top of my head. So
we have buckets. The cookie decorating is one.
Yeah,
of the
cookie decorating and all that stuff for all those kids. Plus, there's going to be even some little games out there for the kids. So.
Family safe.
Yes, definitely family safe.
Now, if I understand correctly, the kids' corner is designed for kids, but parents are still required to accompany.
Yes, we're not babysitting, we're not daycare. You can't drop your kid off. You can actually, if you just want to come in to supervise your kid, you can get a reduced cost badge to do that. So. You won't be able to actually play in any events other than the kids track that way, but
I'm sure that the kids track there'll be enough entertainment for even the adults that are with their children, because you know that is a great experience to be able to play games that you enjoy with your children, designed at a level that they can play. Because let's face it, there are a lot of games that aren't at a level that a child 10 years or younger can play.
Mm-hmm.
They're not set up for it. So having the ability to say play Dungeons and Dragons with your 8-year-old who's always wanted to play, but you haven't let him play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a good experience.
Oh yeah.
Well, at least I think it's a good experience.
And
but what do I know? I don't have any kids.
Not yet.
Yeah, and we have as usual, we have our various prizes.
It's a nice night outside. Yes.
And as usual, we have our massive amount of prizes from companies, all kinds of companies donating stuff. What has happened? What is in our prize stack that has blown you away?
All the stuff you gave me.
Yeah. Nick hasn't gotten anything to her yet, and from what I understand, he's got a lot.
Yeah.
So apparently, he's got more this year than he had last year, which means that including the stuff that you brought over, that means a lot.
We have a lot of stuff to give away.
Which
are
means
we also
that
doing the experience basket?
That's up to you guys. I'm willing to give it away.
Andre's willing to win it again.
To drink it,
and share it with
his
group. I
was already planning to make some treats for it, so I'll go get the basket and we'll.
He apparently was subsisting off of sweets for several weeks.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I think we may have overdone it last year.
I already know I have touched. I hope we do the CampCon experience, because I've already touched base with all the vendors and they're all willing to give something for it. So.
Oh, great.
Okay. So we can make a big CampCon experience.
We can put those bags in there.
Oh. Have one of the crappy cans.
Oh, man. Now, that's punishment. That's punishment for winning. It's like, I won. Here you go. Here's your CampCon experience. What the hell is that?
Let's talk what all gamers love. We'll talk stuff.
Swag.
We'll talk swag. Not only do we have the swag that's been donated from various companies that our resident prize
including
mistress,
Lone Wolf Publishing.
Becca, is going to be giving away. Like from Lone Wolf, we're going to have some copies of Hero Lab in there.
Oh, yes.
As well as
those cool dice that you got.
Q Labs.
Which ones?
There's some sitting right
the Q,
over there.
I think Q Workshop.
Oh, yes, we got a bunch of Square Shooters stuff, which is the poker deck dice. Mm-hmm. Very cool stuff, actually.
A lot of
lot of RPG stuff.
Yes, tons of RPG stuff.
Classic and new.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Yeah, we're getting. Noah's bringing in stuff from his game store out in New Jersey. They mm-hmm. donated some stuff.
A lot, actually.
Excellent.
He was going over it on the phone with me one night. It's a lot. It's
he sent me a list, and it's a good amount of stuff. So we're going to have plenty of stuff to give away. I mean, we're going to have tons of prize packs. And with my internship, I'm going to actually be able to have a lot of some prize packs from various movies, too. So
excellent. So we can get a poster of that horrible movie, Battleship.
Yes, everyone who comes to CampCon will be getting a mini poster for Battleship. Whether you like it or not, you're getting a mini poster for Battleship.
It's a game, fun. Right?
I want to see it, too. I didn't get a chance to see it.
Apparently, everyone I've talked to that's seen it said, shut your brain off at the door and you'll enjoy every minute of it.
It just ran into the problem of coming out right after the Avengers. People were like, that looks entertaining. I'm going to go see Avengers again.
Yeah. That happened for a lot of movies, though, right after the Avengers.
Yeah.
I just want to see the Avengers.
Like, that looks entertaining. Ooh, the Avengers is still playing. But
let's go watch Hulk smash again.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, we're gonna have some a lot of free. We're gonna have lots and lots of free stuff to give away, and it's not even just stuff in the raffle. We're gonna have lots of stuff on the freebie table. So and lots of stuff in swag bags. If I were going to Gen Con this year, I would bet money that we would kick the crap out of the swag bags again this year.
Again,
so,
oh yeah,
that's right.
What about London Bridge?
It fell down.
Oh. I am sad now.
But yes, free stuff. Or the stuff anyway. I mean, we've talked a little bit about the Kickstarter, and we've had some experiments with it, and I like what some of what's happened, some of what hasn't happened.
Some of it was very successful.
We have in pretty much everything except the CantCon dice, which I really hope we're going to have in time. But if we don't, we don't. There's not much I can really do about that.
Addresses.
I am not paying postage to mail out one die to all
true.
These attendees.
I meant the sets.
The sets are for the hire.
Yes. One of the things we did is
we could get very large catapults. Yeah. Catapult.
Well, I'm one way or another. I mean, they can send me the dice sets. I mean, yeah. The dice sets aren't custom, and they can send me those. I mean, whether they like it or not, they can send me those. So people will get their dice sets. But people who are coming to CanCon, who went through the Kickstarter and did $50 or more through it, are getting tons of stuff. Actually,
buckets
of stuff.
We've
got a CanCon backpack, blue backpack. It's pretty cool.
Great.
Awesome.
Yep, we've got the CanCon mugs again this year. We've got
incredible.
A few of the CanCon 2011 mugs. We've got obviously a bunch of the new 2012 mugs.
Buy them at concessions. Get a free drink.
Exactly.
Yeah. well worth it.
Yes. Yeah. And we've got let's see. We've got really awesome portfolios that are going to those Kickstarter folks. We might have an extra one that'll find its way into the CanCon experience. We'll see. Let's see. We also have. I could just open this and look in there. We have really crappy messenger bags. I mean, really awesome messenger bags that everyone should buy.
At a great, wonderful price, $19.95.
They'll
work. Plus shipping
and handling. They'll work as disposable bags. They'll be fine.
They'll work as bags for carrying.
To show that we've made it into the big time, we actually have a CanCon on-site event book this year. An on-site catalog in full-color cover with 28 glorious pages.
Now, those will not be put into the swag bags, unfortunately.
No, we have a very limited supply on them, so people are generally not going to be able to take those.
Yes, they have to stay in.
Yes, our VIGs are getting them.
Yes. Catalogs have to stay in the room.
Yes, unfortunately. Catalogs stay in the room, catalogs stay with event registration.
If they try to leave, you will be knighted.
Yes, you will be
shanked.
Nope. Nope, shoplifters will be sold into slavery.
There's that.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the runners. They're just going to be knighted. Yeah. From a distance.
Quick look funny.
Yes.
I needed my spleen.
You have another one.
No, I don't.
If you don't, well, you're dead.
Wrong organ.
So, you know, we're not going overboard with custom dice this year like we did last year. We've got the custom, the D6, the regular D6. Either way, you're going to get another D6 from another company called Squid and Crow, which has sent us dice to put in the bags. The
and they're
bags.
Cool, right?
They're just basic D6s, so they're nothing fancy.
They're free!
They are free dice!
Now, do the Squid and Crow dice have a little card with them to let people know where they're from, so if they want to order more, they can?
Of course.
They're in cute little envelopes.
Yes, awesome. They're in cute little envelopes. Plus, those VIGs are also going to have a free PDF copy of Mecha that they will be able to collect. Brought to us courtesy of Heroic Journey Publishing.
Yes,
and
Chris
Perrin, who was on the show not too long ago.
Who is an awesome guy.
Was on the show last time, I believe. So.
Yes, he was.
Yes.
Awesome, awesome guy.
So
awesome, awesome product, too, by the way.
Mm-hmm. So we have tons of stuff at CanCon. 82 events. The library is going to be on hand with its gobs and gobs of stuff.
Plus, I'm guessing there's going to be a lot of pickup games as well. Because I know I did not, I have not personally set up any games.
Yes.
To
on
run
an alternative event,
just
Nathan and I are not running anything. Are you running anything, Jeremy? No, Nathan is also not, or Jeremy is also not running anything.
I'm running something.
To try to run something.
Becca
signed up for Beth's game.
Yeah. Yes.
So Beth is
I'm
running a game, running her first game.
My first game at CanCon. Uh-huh.
Tell them what it is.
First game ever. It's a Realms of Cthulhu game.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
We'll also record it and we'll be out podcasted.
It's going to be great.
It will. You know why?
Because awesome.
It's Cthulhu.
Yeah, true.
You can't really mess up.
Well, you can mess up Cthulhu, but, you know, you've had experience in playing in the game. You can't go wrong.
And I'm pretty sick and twisted, so it'll be fine. I hope to give someone nightmares. Mm-hmm. So.
Sorry, Becca.
Maybe.
She lives with me. She's immune.
Yeah.
She puts up with mine with my horrible things. Yeah.
My slots are pretty full, and I don't want to over.
Mm-hmm. They're oozy little black tentacles.
It's looking like Jeremy Nathan.
Tentacles of divine providence.
Jeremy Nathan and I are going to be relaxing a bit and not running anything. So,
but I, like I said, I'm probably going to run a couple pickup games. So keep an ear out because you may hear me shout out. They'll probably be off the cuff stuff. I may actually try running a Call of Cthulhu off the cuff, which means that a highly improvised Call of Cthulhu.
Ooh.
You'll have to bring your A game for that one. Me, I'm just going to sit back and watch you guys kill yourselves.
Kill each other.
Isn't that how it always goes? Just hope that everyone dies or goes insane.
Well, the fact is, a good Cthulhu game, everybody dies or goes insane anyway, so they won't know whether it was... Mm-hmm.
Good or bad.
Yeah.
Well, are you going to try to play in any of the Aliens board games?
There's Aliens board games?
Yeah, you remember that Leading Edge board game?
The one that came out and then just kind of vanished?
Uh-huh. It's from the Alien... Yeah, Alan Growey from Black Bay Publishing has a whole set of the Aliens
thing
in 3D that he's running on Friday and Sunday. I'm playing in the Sunday game, hint, hint.
Sign me up!
What slot is it?
You can sign yourself up,
baby. I can't! It doesn't work!
He hates him.
Let's see.
My account does not work for me. But it
there's a couple
Tracy.
Different ones running. I'm really excited about it.
Sign me up for the Sunday Aliens board game.
Because slot 7.
There's movement all over the place.
Movement all over the place.
Toy, man.
Maybe they don't show up on infrared.
I am in Aliens Hunt the Queen. The Colonial Marines are going on a bug hunt. Ripley's leading Hicks, Apone, Vasquez, Hudson, and the rest of the crew to find Alien Queen and put her down. Aliens this time.
I want to be where's Bowski.
It's from Leading Edge Games in 1989.
Wow.
That is really, really hard to find.
And if memory serves right, it's a he has a whole 3D setup for it. So I've seen pictures of it from various places, cons really he's gone to. We know Alan pretty well.
Quick, contact Tracy. Tell him he has to sign me up for that because I can't get in.
Tracy, do it.
We'll get you signed up for it. All right.
What's the lock?
Oh yeah.
Get in here. We've got, let's see the events we've got so far. This Aliens thing. We've got the Aliens, the Reactor Room from 11 to 1 on Friday. Let's see. Then we've got Aliens Hunt the Queen on Sunday from 11 to 1.
Never mind.
I want that. I'm playing Conan.
Yes, you are playing Conan. You should enjoy that. I do own that game if you want to play it again after that. It's a fun game, but it takes a while to play.
That's why I'm playing Conan.
Yes. With John Hook. With John Hook.
Conan.
I love John Hook.
Conan.
You know what?
He's fun to play with.
I want to run a Blade Runner Savage Worlds game.
Conan.
Mm-hmm. Noah is running Pathfinder War of the Muppets. This crazy mad scientist, Dr. Bunsen Honeydew, and his army of beaker drones is trying to take over Muppet Town. Only Kermit the Paladin, Fozzie the Bard, Piggy the Monk, Animal the Barbarian, Sweetums the Fighter, and Gonzo Chicken Conjurer Extraordinaire can stop him. And that is running on Friday during slot 1 from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. It still has two spots.
Yep. He wanted me to. He was like, "I'll sign you up for it. I'll reserve you a spot." I'm like, "No, don't worry about it. I'll get into it. Don't worry."
Maybe
I might not play it at the con, but he's going to be.
We
here
have
for a while.
Two different games actually running of the Marvel Universe RPG, one by Phil Brown, called The Imp's Revenge, and it's running on slot 2. Please don't do that.
It makes a.
People can't hear us.
Yes.
They're like, what is that sound? It sounds like the world is collapsing.
We only have so many people, and you kid most of them.
And let's
see. It's like the bass cannon song.
Marvel Universe RPG Imp's Revenge. New agents. S.H.I.E.L.D. needs you to track down a disgruntled metahuman, alias the Imp, and reclaim information he has gathered before he puts it to dire use.
Yeah.
We needed a voted team of agents or like-minded liaisons to put a stop to this threat.
I can't help but think of the imp as Tyrion from Game of Thrones. Just saying.
In that same slot.
Awesome.
In that same slot, Tracy is running School Days, his game that he will have at, well, I think he will have actual copies of it at CanCon. I think he's hoping
to have it. I really want to play that.
School Days, Prom Night, and it's night with a K. It's the day before prom, and Lance doesn't have a date yet. Everyone wants Lance on their arm, and they'll stop at nothing to see that happen. This is Mean Girls meets 16 Candles.
Aww.
I'm focusing on Mean
Nathan
Girls.
Pankey is running in slot 3 on Friday, Cthulhu. Cthulhu Dark.
I want to play in that. I think I'm already filled with something, but that sounds awesome.
Body Manor has been the subject of suspicion and interest for some time since the disappearance of the last several decades of its former master, Mr. Body. Explorer, archaeologist, renowned collector of antiques, and somewhat madman. The manor is in ill repair and deserted. It has been confiscated by the city of Arkham. The city has tried to auction the home several times in the last 30 years, but the owners shortly after moving in have all gone mad or died, leaving the manor deserted.
Arkham City, Massachusetts.
Wanting to solve the mystery, the city has put out a public statement that if anyone can solve the mystery, they will be given a generous percentage of the proceeds from the sale of the manor. Your interest has been sparked, and you are in. Solve the secret and stay alive, and the money is yours. You get to play the iconic characters from the Clue board game with a slight Cthulhu twist.
Dude, I'm going to play that game.
Yeah, I think it might be full, too.
One alternate available, so which means he has one spot available on it. It's the way they're using the alternates, for people who don't know, it's the way the system's working is you have the spots and then the alternates. The alternates are the extra seats beyond what the minimum to run the game.
And
it's kind of confusing, I know.
When was that open?
That is slot 3 on Friday, 7 to 11 p.m. And, of course, Shane Hensley is running some Deadlands.
At
CanCon. They're all full right now, but, you know, you might still be able to get them. He's doing Deadlands Stormcaller. The rain in Montana just won't stop. Union Blue believes there's more to it than a storm and has called in some of its more experienced heroes to help. Put on a raincoat and join in this mud-filled torrential downpour of gruesome horror and weird western action.
Hello, Pinkerton.
Yeah, it's probably a tie into the flood. Noah is also running Paranoia at CanCon.
Sounds fun, by the way.
And it's just generic Paranoia, I believe. Of course, being the computer, it's attention, troubleshooter. The computer has a mission for you and your team. What? What's the mission? You dare ask a question of the computer? Report to briefing room KCK7612. Watch out for traitors, and remember, stay alert, trust no one, and keep your weapon handy.
I hear he's going to have tons of props.
Yes, he has props for that one.
Hello, nurse.
Yes. let's see. Nathan is running a sequel to his Atomic Kung Fu Cowboys game he did last year, and this one is called Ice Bandits. Mm. Atomic Kung Fu Cowboys of the 21st
awesome.
Century is a role-playing game of East meets West meets 21st century Mars. Mars, a place where space marshals, cyborg bandits, and alien natives and kung fu masters roam side by side on the new frontier of the plains of Cydonia, fighting for freedom, glory, and sometimes just good old honest greed. Join the adventurers, awesome. A group of mismatched misfits in the throes of frontier justice and adventure.
That sounds kind
of
cool.
Ice bandits are stealing one of Mars's most precious commodity. Get to the bottom of these thefts and bring the bandits to justice.
I get it.
What?
Ice.
Mm-hmm. They're ice bandits.
It's like time bandits.
Actually, exactly. It's like Ice Pirates, the movie Ice Pirates.
Which was both horrible and
good
awesome.
At the same time.
Let's see. We've got...
the ending of that when they go through the crazy space.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
So looks like Noah's running two games of Pathfinder War of the Muppets, by the way. The other one he has running on Saturday slot, 2 to 6 p.m.
I need to get into Tracy's game with his Deadlands game so I can play with Toby again.
Mm-hmm.
I got more minds to break. When you can get the whole table to stop what they're saying and look directly at you, you know you've succeeded.
Plus there's this game from Bethany Mullinax, you know, this Realms of Cthulhu game. Which we've already... Do you want me to read the description of that
one?
Sure. Alrighty. There are still two alternate seats left available in it, so... It's like, you plus five of your closest friends taking on the whole of Nazi Germany. Yeah, that is your life now. Always looking for ways to bring them down, tear them apart, and get back your loved ones. You've heard that they do have weapons beyond imagination, and they are experimenting with what you are unsure. What you will find is unknown, but getting them back is all you can think about. It's time to take the journey into darkness. Will you return?
Dun-dun-dun.
Dun-dun-dun.
Probably not.
Probably not. You're all boned. Screwed, man. Screwed.
The whole Nazi Germany thing makes me want to run a Hollow Earth expedition game.
It's like Becca.
It's better than the Nazis riding on the backs of velociraptors. Nothing, I tell you, nothing.
Looks like Becca's running some Arkham Horror.
Excuse me.
Somebody's running an Arkham Horror
with named my
Becca,
name on
with
it?
Your name. It's probably a different Becca though.
I was gonna say I think I'm Rebecca on there.
Okay. And my brother is running a Deadlands.
I kind of went to bed when you guys were playing Arkham Horror, so I don't.
Yeah, that does that. my brother Eric is running his own Deadlands game called
4 hours
Something
later,
Interesting and Rough and Ready.
Eric is running a game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we hate Eric, don't we? Nathan Pankey is running a Marvel game called Hail Hydra.
Hail!
On Sunday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. First slot on Sunday, slot 7. Says the world united to destroy Hydra by forming the International League of Justice. The International League of Justice was successful in the destruction of Hydra and its leader Baron Wolfgang von Strucker. And with this end of the war on terror, the nations came together and forged the Gnosis Treaty. The treaty banned any nation from making weapons of mass destruction, and in turn destroyed all current payloads of weapons of mass destruction. Peace on Earth, goodwill towards man. That is, until with the emergence of the Red Skull and his army of Hydra super soldiers, raining terror across all Europe, starting another great war. S.H.I.E.L.D. has enacted the metahuman draft, and you are on their list of those to be assembled in the new Avengers. Should be entertaining. And then, let's see, more paranoia. And then Nathan is also running on that last slot on Sunday, slot 8, from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. Savage Worlds, The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, 1935. Since I'm not running a League of Extraordinary Gentlemen game, he
Someone
decided to do it. He said, the Roaring Twenties have come and gone, and the world is in the middle of a great war unseen to many. The League has gathered the greatest heroes of the 30s to help in the fight. Play two-fisted pulp-action heroes.
Charlie Chaplin!
Yes, I'm hoping Charlie Chaplin
being
the tramp. Tarzan should be in there. It'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
But those are sort of a highlight of some of the events going on at CantCon. I think it's going to be a damn fun show.
I think I'm actually going to run a pickup game of Hollow Earth Expedition.
Cool.
Because, like I said, there's nothing better than Nazis riding on velociraptors.
Yeah. Exactly, and who doesn't want to punch a Nazi in the face?
I mean, it's one of the only things that we're allowed to do without punishment.
In the face.
It's an affirmative defense. Like, why did you punch him? He's Nazi.
Oh.
Okay, acquitted.
Hit him again.
Acquitted.
Done.
Hit him again.
So, I think that's about it, unless you guys have something you want to touch on as far as what about CantCon before we take a break and then come back with the shout-outs and profiles.
Not that I can think of.
Alrighty. We'll be back right after this.
Bacon.
Sent me off to a client meeting, and they decided as part of the introduction to have a picture and three keywords that described each of the people who were meeting with this client. They decided to take a picture of me while I was wearing a shirt that said ACHP for those about to roll and had a big picture of a D20 on it. Presented this to the client with the keywords gamer, metal, and adventure. That's part of why I love gaming, is it's part of the personality that I get to show in my work. My name is Lexi Kasson, and I am the Gamerati.
Gamerati.com. It's good to be a gamer.
For entire generations of people now, gaming is as much a part of the fabric of their reality as television, films, books, music, and any other form of entertainment medium. Continue is a magazine for the gaming community, the global gaming community. Not just video and computer games, but board games, card games, role-playing games, alternate reality games, and anything that falls into the category of humans engaging to have fun. A celebration of gaming. Everything we love about this mad entertainment sector. Continue Magazine at www.continuemag.com.
And we are back, and Becca just said bacon.
I thought we were
the other white meat.
That was our break. Do you need to take a longer break?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, we had our brief break.
Thanks, Martin.
You're welcome.
Sorry.
Magic of editing.
Need a glass of water?
Go to the Smurf to sleep.
Exactly. Speaking of smurfing, we are going to...
Hot smurf!
I
have to keep my pants on.
We're going to be going through our various shout-outs and profiles of various people from the CanCon Kickstarter.
Oh, my chair almost...
What, do you want to read the shout-out?
No, maybe.
We could split up the profiles more if you
Heck
guys
yeah.
want to read them, too.
I'd like to read one or two.
Okay.
I have no names right now, so probably... That
All right.
Mad. Just say this word.
Okay, we are going to jump into the shout-outs
temporary
now.
Locked.
Because Ethan locked it.
Probably because I locked it. Email Tracy, he'll deal with it. Anyway, this lovely stuff. We're going to go into the shout-outs. I've got a list of people that pledged a certain amount of money, and they get a shout-out on the show because of it. Rachel Rosansky.
Yay!
Thanks, Rachel. We know Rachel very well. It's the sister of someone here at the table, but I can't remember.
Not it.
Not it.
Ah, crap.
Hey, it's not your Rachel.
Not your Rachel, no.
She's not coming this year.
Sad. So we want to say thanks to Rachel Rosansky. We want to say thanks to Mike Kelly. I want to say thanks to Becca Meadows, queen and beloved of all pixies.
Not all pixies, trust me.
But she says
we
all
want to say
pixies.
Thanks to. And I'm going to try to pronounce this. This is they wanted their screen name Zaven, spelled with an X.
Maybe it's Zaven.
Zaven, X A E V Y N. I think it's Zaven.
I say Zaven.
Then we have the lawful evil girlfriend. We know it's you, Jessica. Andre's girl.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Alan Grodog Growy. We're glad to have Alan finally be able to actually come to CanCon this year since he's not gallivanting around the world.
It's about time.
It's about time, yes. Gibbotron. Gibbotron, yes. This is probably a good one. Shotgun Handman.
Ooh. Hmm. Yeah, I can't imagine who that.
No, I have no idea on that one.
Donald.
Awesome. Good name.
Thanks, Donald. The Dugan family. Thanks, Dugan family. Yes,
yay.
Chris Banish. Bah.
We're going to banish this.
Ah.
Mo Kusaku Catlett.
That's an awesome name.
Mo.
No, that's truly an awesome name.
Mo Kusaku Catlett.
Mo Kusaku.
Ron Joyce. Steve Schmidt.
Schmitters.
Schmitters. BJ Walters. Jennifer. Hi, Jennifer.
That's descriptive.
That's descriptive.
Are you Jennifer Garner?
No. We hope not.
Jennifer McGee.
Grey Wolf.
Because, you know, Black Wolf was already taken.
Well, Grey Wolf is the priest.
So he's the first to be killed by the white dragon when it...
No.
Killed.
No, no.
Actually, the
priest
that
comes to... No, he's the Catholic priest that comes to CanCon.
Yeah. Really?
The collar.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
That's Grey Wolf.
That's
he's
awesome.
Made of awesome, and hopefully cupcakes.
Oh, maybe I'll look over and see him talking to a cop again. That'd be funny.
Anyway. That's the coolest thing ever.
Gnome Mullet.
Okay.
Because, you know, a gnome is not just awesome enough by itself. You gotta add a mullet.
Gnome Mullet.
Gnome Mullet.
Gnome
Mullet is awesome.
Matthew Schmier.
Hello.
Drew. Hi, Drew. Thanks for coming to CanCon. Tyler. Hi, Tyler. Thanks for coming to CanCon. Dr. Nathan Pankey. Apparently he wanted the doctor in there.
Yes.
Because he is doctor of awesomeness.
Is he actually a doctor? MD, PhD,
mega,
from what I understand from what he says is he has a doctorate in religious something. But
that's awesome.
It's not classified as
an
what
MD.
Would normally
medical
be called
doctor.
He's a doctor.
Be doctor.
All things awesome. It's all
he's
awesome.
Doctor to us.
Yeah. And he is awesome. So
Joshua Meadows. Derek.
Hi, Derek.
Hi, Derek.
I like the name Derek.
And that's spelled with an I. Derek. D-A-R-I-K. Brett.
I work with a Derek.
Hi, Brett. Like that.
Good name, Brett.
Clint Brewbacon.
Brew bacon?
Hey,
here's one of my
bacon
favorite ones.
Bacon!
His Excellency, Sir Luke Armstrong, Lord Commander of Sexy Town.
Luke,
finally, Luke is coming to Gen Con, yes. He had to go to Gen Con to get the taste in there.
But Luke what?
Luke Armstrong. His Excellency, Sir Luke Armstrong, Lord Commander of Sexy Town.
Luke Armstrong? Mm-hmm. Do I know this guy? He sounds familiar.
You've met him. He's awesome.
Kevin, King of Mana. Spock the Cow.
Spock the Cow.
Live long and merr. Power Steve.
Power Steve.
Steve!
Steve!
Gummies!
Jason Johnston. Okay, you're got to be a superhero with that name. Yeah. Jason, I mean, there's too much alliteration. You're a superhero.
I'm president.
To the Johnston Mobile.
Yes. I'm Jason Johnston. I am Jetman or something.
Quick, the Jetmobile.
Yes. Michelle. Thanks, Michelle. Andre, that guy who does AP Fauché. Yes. Thanks, Andre. We know you're the guy who does all the actual play, and we occasionally put stuff out. But you put out a whole bulk of stuff, and we love you for it. Rage Storm Alchemist.
Whoa, he's an alchemist.
Eric the Carpetbagger. Carpetbagger is my moniker. Thanks, Eric. I get you for that.
I'm just Inspector.
And then we had this guy, David? We had a question mark in there. David? All right, so David?
David, would you happen to be a Mark III automaton?
Or no?
He's unsure if his name is David or not. So.
Is he the son that Wayland never had?
Yes. Ray Ray? Bill?
Domo arigato.
Phoenix Dragon?
Because a dragon, is not cool enough by itself, mm-hmm. You have to give it the ability to resurrect itself from
and
flames.
And Jason Potruts.
Cool.
Potruts.
That's awesome.
So those are our shout-outs.
I think it needs more S's.
Welcome all.
Yes, thank you to all of you for supporting CantCon. Now we're going to get into a bit more in-depth on a few people who decided to pledge quite a bit to helping CantCon. And getting on the great list of various profiles we're going to give. So we're going to kick this off with John McCauley. Asked question, how did you get into gaming? He said, my friends were all gamers and they invited me to play. How did you hear about CanCon? I was cruising podcasts looking for something interesting and stumbled across the Gamers Haven. And of course, that is where I heard about CanCon. Why did you choose to support CanCon? I have been going since their second year and I will continue to really enjoy myself and their friendly atmosphere of the event. What is your favorite game? We are pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. Yes. What is your favorite game? The Savage World system fits my current life best, and my favorite game so far was the one from the second CantCon where Tracy ran a Savage Fallout campaign. Dude, it was a game. What is your least favorite game? Anything that is just simple, repetitive motion and little to no strategy. What turns you on creatively, spiritually, or emotionally in a game? Seeing my character develop within the game world, I am currently in a D&D campaign where I have a paladin that now has a keep outside the Dwarven Nation and an adventurer's guild within another city. That's cool. We like keeps. What turns you off in a game? Constant dungeon crawls with little to no adventure or roleplay. I will quickly get burned out and not want to play. What is your favorite curse word? Frel.
That's a cool
card. It's from one of his favorite shows, Farscape.
Yeah, Frill is a good word.
What sound or noise do you love? My kids' laughter, closely followed by the lamentations of my enemies as I slaughter them on the fields of battle. Then the LOLs. What sound or noise do you hate? The high-pitched squeals that my kids seem to achieve inside the car. Yeah, that would... I could see that make my ears bleed, too. What game would you like to attempt that you have not attempted in the past? The Dresden Files RPG has recently piqued my interest and would love to be involved in a game. That'd be great, but it's Fate. What game would you this is interesting to me because it says, what game would you not like to attempt? Any Fate system with the wrong group. The Fate system by generality is the wrong group. So, finally, if heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates? Come on in. So that's John McCauley. Thanks, John, for supporting CantCon.
Yes. Thanks. Thank you, John.
Who do we got next, Jeremy?
All right, we got Noah Gibbs.
Noah, Chef Gibbs.
Chef Gibbs. How did you get into gaming? My friends back in fifth grade. How did you hear about CantCon? Through the Gamers Haven podcast, that's right. You always hear about all sorts of gaming stuff through the Gamers Haven podcast. Why did you choose to support CantCon? Because you're the bestest! It says right there, you're the bestest.
Well, it's in print, that means it's true.
Yep.
It's yours.
Because, you know, nothing in print is ever false.
You're the best.
And it was on the internet.
Interwebs!
Yep, it's on the interwebs are always right.
Mm-hmm.
What is your favorite game? Deadlands. What is your least favorite game? Hero System.
Oh.
Hero System isn't bad if you have a tax degree.
Yeah.
Right. What turns you on creatively, spiritually, or emotionally in a game? Good role playing by all around. What turns you off in a game? Railroading, except in con games. What is your favorite curse word? For cripe's sake.
He does say that a lot, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
What sound or noise do you love? Running water.
Oh,
I gotta pee.
Like, what kind of running water? Rivers?
Running
brooks?
Water.
Brooks?
Faucets? Running water.
If he likes running water,
he better... Vampires can't get to him. They can't cross running water.
That's true. Oh. And if he likes running water, you better go catch it.
And that joke's as old as time, for God.
Yeah.
What sound or noise do you hate? Constant high pitch beeping.
Beep.
Okay, so we know what to do to annoy Noah now.
Exactly.
We'll just have a truck pull up outside of CantCon and put itself in reverse for the whole thing.
I'll help them smash it. What game would you like to attempt that you've not attempted in the past? Shadowrun.
Really? He wants to play Shadowrun.
Mm-hmm. What game would you not like to attempt? Nothing. Not applicable.
I've never heard of that game.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think I'd want to play that. Game. Not applicable. Yeah, it's not probably a Palladium game.
Finally, if heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive for release? I'm Jewish.
So God says I'm Jewish.
Well, duh.
Well, yeah.
We kind of figured that one out there, sir.
Avi.
All right, who we got next?
Thank you, Captain Obvious.
The next one is Erin Marshall. I'm kind of close to her. I guess
we know her a little.
Yeah, a little bit. First question. How did you get into gaming? College gaming club that I helped to start.
That was late? Wow.
At Anne Arundel Community College.
Wow, it's that's true. A late bloomer.
She is a late bloomer.
I didn't start till
college. She is a bloomer.
Wow. You
a lot of things I didn't start till college.
How did you hear about CanCon? My best friend. I guess that's me. Yeah.
Enabler.
Why did you choose to support CanCon? Because it's the Smurf. Seriously, the best ever. What's your favorite game? Werewolf. It's true. She really likes that game. We played this game, and she was like...
Yeah, I ran one a long time ago. I wish I could play one someday.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I was better, like Jeremy.
I was a werewolf.
Like,
we're talking good werewolf, not this crappy werewolf from Forsaken.
No, it was the old werewolf.
Yeah, you know they dropped all of that.
Yeah,
the rules are still the same.
They're rebooting again.
Again.
Anyway.
What's your least favorite game? Haven't really found one yet. What turns you on creatively, spiritually, or emotionally in a game? A great storyline, a GM that is really good at storytelling, great character interaction.
I'm out.
Yep, sorry, Nathan.
Yeah, Nathan, you're screwed. Just leave.
Yeah. Can't run any games for her.
What turns you off in a game? Metagaming! With an exclamation point.
Metagaming
is annoying.
So no
Steven for her.
So no Steven, and no Jeff Wisniewski.
No. That's okay.
And no, yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
What's your favorite curse word? Smurf. Smurf waffle. Rawr!
Rawr?
Rawr!
But that's dinosaur for I love you.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Maybe not. Maybe we're misinterpreting.
Maybe it's a tonal... Maybe dinosaur is a tonal language.
Yeah, the Smurf waffle. Smurf waffle
and
is pretty
good. And rawr
awesome.
Is I love you, and rawr is a curse
Smurf
word.
Smurf waffle in the next 2 seconds. Smurf waffle!
Smurf waffle's dirty.
Yeah.
Yeah,
very dirty. What sound or noise do you love? Rain, meadows, my niece's laughter, my partner saying my name or saying I love you.
Aww. Excuse me, I have to go throw up.
There's a bucket.
I think I'm going to be sick.
How noble. I believe I'm going to gag.
What sound or noise do you hate? Nails on a chalkboard. Also, she also doesn't like the sound of people chewing or the sound of knives on plates when it makes that.
Yeah, so she doesn't want to be sitting anywhere near the rest of us while we're eating.
No, you have a list, that's right. Sound. Yeah, I do have a list of sounds she hates, so we can make this happen at KingCon this year.
Well, the soundboard. Yeah. The annoy Aaron soundboard.
Right next
on it. Be like, what?
The annoy
what?
Noah soundboard.
My CPU is a neural net processor.
Not the computer.
Okay.
What game would you like to attempt that you have not attempted in the past? I have no idea! Exclamation point. She likes those today. What game would you like to not attempt? Rifts? I don't know.
Rifts. Awful game. Palladium game.
Awful.
The setting is interesting.
No,
it
sucks.
It's
awful.
It's terrible.
It is a steaming pile of awfulness.
Are you biased to this?
Possibly. But, I have a podcast, so I have a platform, and Palladium is awful, and Rifts, okay. Of course. So, you know. And it being Palladium and being the worst.
I like the setting for Rifts, but I don't like the rule setting.
And if Chris Perrin is listening to the show right now, he's yelling at his iPod.
Check!
Just like when I go off on Fate, it's you know how much Fate sucks. Tracy yells at his iPod. So Tracy's yelling at his iPod right now.
It does
right
suck.
Now. He's yelling at it. Hi Tracy. That's right.
Right. Fate system sucks.
Get your own podcast and sing the praises of it.
Doesn't he have his own podcast?
No.
Well, he should get one. Finally, if heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates? This is Aaron's response. It's kind of lengthy. Well, if we are supposing that the Christian God, the Christian idea of heaven is true and that their God exists, I would want God to either tap me on the nose and say, whoop, or to say, sorry, we had a mix up in your paperwork. Fenslar is right this way. Yeah.
Alrighty.
They probably would mix up her paperwork.
Who do you got, Nathan?
I have Matt Hera.
I believe that's how
Should
it's pronounced.
Should I read the names more manly like?
Go on, Matt.
No, you're supposed to sound effeminate. You're a female. You don't want to sound like a man like us.
Who says?
Yeah, she is right.
How did you get into gaming?
You get a weird.
In fifth grade, a friend of mine named Kevin told me about Dungeons & Dragons, and we did a diceless dungeon crawl.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry.
How
and you continued?
Do that?
I don't know.
How does that happen?
Well, you go to the sewer.
We have said the word diceless. We must cleanse ourselves with fire.
Where's the latches? Quick.
Laser Domine.
Dona Heus Requiem.
All right. All right, good.
How did you hear about CantCon? Angela Robertson made me go in 2010.
I have a vision of Angela with a gun, going, "All right, Matt, you're coming with me,
whether you like it or not.
You have no choice."
And he's like, "Okay."
But I kind of wanted
that
to go.
That or there was an unmarked black van that pulled up and
someone put a sack over his head and chucked him in the door.
Yes.
And then drove off with tires squealing the entire way.
It was Angela and her husband. Like, "You're going to CanCon."
What?
Okay.
Why?
And
then
as they sped by, they shoved him out, and then they went and parked and went inside.
Yeah. They had to give him the experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how everyone comes for the first time.
Yes.
Why did you choose to support CanCon? The KC area needs a strong local convention, and Angela made me.
Angela makes you do a lot of things.
I think a lot of these are going to end that way.
Yeah.
What? Oh, wait, I gotta say it right. What is your favorite game? While I am most comfortable with D&D, any edition, I think my favorite is Dread by the Impossible Dream.
Probably because Angela
Dread
made
by the Impossible Dream is my favorite.
Dread, it's by
Did
the
Angela
Impossible
make him
Dream.
Play it?
The game is called Dread. It's that game that uses the Jenga Tower.
Oh, by the Impossible Dream, which is the kind of did it. Okay.
And she made him play it.
Yeah, right?
She made
him
play it, yeah.
What is your least favorite game? Anything by Palladium. Their rules, their basic rules.
IMHO. I see a noble, brilliant man.
In my humble opinion, Imho. He said Imho. Okay. What turns you on creatively, spiritually, or emotionally in a game? The people I play with. Any game can be fun, even the above-mentioned Palladium games. Are you sure about that? If I am with a fun, tight group that creatively feeds off each other. They're like,
well,
they're role-playing
that
game.
That pretty much eliminates any Palladium game right there.
Yeah. What turns you off in a game? Again, a game is only as fun as the people you play with, so if you're with a bad group, or they're... Well, that's interesting misuse of the word there.
Or playing Palladium.
Or there are bad individuals within the group, then the game will suffer regardless of how elegant the rule or interesting the setting is. What is your favorite curse word? Smurf, and all of its derivatives. Especially, Mother Smurf. Smurf, Smurf is a close second. Wow. Okay.
That's a lot of smurfing.
Yeah. What sound or noise do you love? The sound of what?
That one you could probably say.
Depends. Daytime TV? No. The sound of lots of dice hitting the table
after 9 o'clock.
No. See now we just leave it a mystery. So our listeners are like, what is it?
The sound of lots of dice hitting the table, and of course the sound of my daughter laughing.
What?
Oh. What sound or noise do you hate?
Character from a game.
What sound or noise do you hate?
Whining.
I'll note that Becca did not participate.
Becca, participate.
I'm going to bed.
Do it!
She's like, I'm like, enough!
What are you going to do? Whine about it?
Get out of my house! What game would you like to attempt that you have not attempted in the past? Burning Wheel, in parentheses, Mouse Guard, or Scion, or the latest edition of Changeling? Really?
That's up to him.
Why?
Choices.
I haven't played the new version of Changeling, so
at least it's not Palladium.
Yeah. What game would you not like to attempt? As much as I want to give it a try, I am intimidated by Exalted. Really? It seems really tough, but it's really not that bad. You should give it a try.
Uber epic fantasy.
Yeah. But you should give it a try. It's actually pretty good. Okay. Finally, if heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates? Okay. I'm going to read this straight, and then I'm going to give my guess. I'm hoping I'm right. Here's where the Coke is, and over there is the gaming area.
No, I don't think that needs any more explanation. I think we just leave it at that. So assume that there are Thai prostitutes involved. No.
I'm ready to game now!
Right off Woo! The back.
So thank you, Matt Hara.
Right off of their backs. They have to be Thai, not Vietnamese. We don't allow Vietnamese in heaven.
Yeah. All right. They could be Laotian, though.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. I think I broke Beth.
And we just lost all of our standards. European listeners.
We have some standards.
Standards? Bah. This is episode 92.
We have standards, standards, but we have standards.
Okay. I'm going on with the profile of Mr. Phil Brown. This is the guy who bought the tattoo tier for Tracy.
Wow.
This guy gave Tracy a tattoo. All right,
which I haven't seen yet.
We'll have on his
pictures
body
on
for the
pictures
rest of
on
his
the
life.
Forums. How did you get into gaming? Comic book buddies.
Magic.
How did you hear about CanCon? Gamer friend. Man of few words.
Yeah.
Why did you choose to support CanCon? Because the community is worth supporting easily, as Ooh. Opposed to
difficulty.
What is your favorite game? Star Wars RPG. Now my question is it West End? Is
or
it D20? Is it Saga? Or the upcoming, obviously, Fantasy Flight version?
Or all of them.
What is your least favorite game? Rifts, another man who's been enlightened.
A man of our own heart.
What turns you on creatively, spiritually, or emotionally in a game? The creative essence, altered and mixed by group work. What turns you off in a game? Constant lengthy tangents and money grabbers. He'd hate this show.
I was going to say, he listens to our show, and that's things that turn him on?
I don't know if he listens to the show. What is your favorite curse word? Belgium.
Whoa.
Dude,
can we say that?
This is
a
family show.
Yeah, that's pretty bad, man.
That's sick, man. Sick. What sound or noise do you love? Cats meows.
Meow.
What sound or noise meow. Do you hate? Rap music.
Wicka wicka wow.
I'm down with that. What game would you like to attempt that you have not attempted in the past? Pendragon. What game would you not like to attempt? Vampire the Requiem. Finally, if heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates? Welcome home. I know you're dying to find out about so-and-so. Here, let me explain it for you.
Wow.
All right. Thanks, Phil.
And the Coke is on the other table.
Yes, the coconut high prostitutes are over there. Oh, yeah. All right, what do we got next?
So, Jason, Sanjian,
Mkara,
Kalima, Sarkide.
How did you get into gaming? I got started with the Dark Sword Adventure, then bought the Red Box. Light blue, dark blue, companion, master sets, for $5. I took some time off. Killed a couple people. No, I
didn't say that. Hold on, since still beating hard.
I stenciled that in.
He does list his residence as deep below the Temple of Doom with, you know.
Took some time off, played a game of Rifts in high school.
I'm sorry.
Took some more time off.
Then hence got becoming the supervillains.
With the release of 4E. I played a few seasons of that and took up the GM role. How did you hear about CanCon? By listening to Gamers Haven Podcast. Of course you did.
Because we're that awesome.
Why did you choose to support CanCon? After a few years of listening to the games you guys play and hearing about last year's Ponies game, I told myself I would go to one if I could.
It all
was a good motivator too.
It all goes back to the ponies. Oh, well, yeah.
Obviously.
But also, getting the swag is a good motivator. What is your favorite game? As GM, KAMB is up there for sheer fun and silliness. As a player?
KAMB, yeah, it's a game system.
Huh. I never
actually. Knights and. Something.
Knights and.
I can't remember.
Huh.
Midgets?
Hey.
Knights and Midget.
Knights and Midget.
Boxing.
Knights and Midget. Kobolds ate my baby.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Kobolds ate my baby.
Ate my baby.
That too.
The original beer and pretzels RPG.
And as a player, it's just such a question mark. What is your least favorite game? Haven't found one yet, so that I really don't like. What turns you on creatively, spiritually, or emotionally in a game? Listening to other people's games gives me ideas and gets me energized and interested in running. What turns you off in a game? I'm pretty easygoing. I haven't found much that gets to me, maybe repeatedly asking the same questions week after week.
Like, what turns you off in a game? What turns you off in a game? What turns you off in a game?
So, what is your favorite curse word? They all see use and have places that they fit.
That's a weird curse word.
It's
like several words.
What sound or noise do you love? Big block V8, superchargers, and turbo blow-off valves.
He's Canadian?
Eh?
What sound or noise do you hate? Ask me when I get there.
Uh-oh. It's gonna be, I hate your show! I flew here just to punch you in the face.
I'm gonna wear a hockey mask.
I'm gonna say, okay, do you like the Gamer's Haven? And is do you hate the sounds of it? If the answer is yes, that person over there is Ethan. Bring the badge around.
My name is Michael.
Jeremy, Ethan, and Nathan are not here.
Jump picture
Daryl
wrong person.
Was there.
Go find Bethany. She has a ship.
She has a sharp knife.
No refunds.
Bethany, can you go shiv that guy for us?
Shank.
Again?
He's still off.
She's sick of hiding bodies under the table.
Yeah.
There's only two under there.
What game would you like to attempt that you've not attempted in the past? There are a few that I have not yet tried. COC, Aces and Eights, Mouse Guard, and Victoriana.
COC being Call of Cthulhu.
Yeah, Call of Cthulhu.
He hasn't played Call of Cthulhu. I'll run a Call of Cthulhu game for when he gets here.
What game would you not like to attempt? Rift comes to mind. Well, of course. But I may be willing to give it another shot with a better group of players.
No,
they don't. They won't change anything.
Play something else.
I guess I'm never going to get to play this game.
No. Count yourself amongst the lucky.
Yeah.
I guess if I found like a Rifts book for like a couple bucks.
It'd be so in caffeine.
I'm never gonna know what to say. So I don't like to play.
That's what they're good for, soaking up cat urine.
So they don't damage your AD.
Finally, if heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates? I'm not sure what I want him to say, but what he'd probably say is, what the hell are you doing here? You don't belong here.
It's all those hearts you keep removing.
Those exact words. And we don't play Rift here. All right, Beth, who you got now?
Ryan Childers.
Childers? Childers?
I believe it's Childers.
Is it Childers? I thought it was Childers.
He's in. He's actually one of the players in Andre's superhero game.
He plays Man multiple Ryan. City.
Yeah,
Found Man answering Ryan. Questions that he has clearly answered on here.
Okay.
You don't know.
How did you get into gaming? A mutual friend introduced me to Andre, and I've been gaming with him since then. How did you hear about CampCon? From Andre. Why did you choose to support CanCon? I love everything it stands for. It's a con I can claim as mine.
I have never been a con person,
but I really enjoy CanCon. What's your favorite game? Pathfinder, Savage Worlds, and Mutants and Masterminds. I can't pick just one.
They're all awesome.
What's your least favorite game? I don't have one really, but I guess Traveler. Making a character is great, but playing?
Traveler?
Yeah.
I have not had a chance to play Traveler yet.
Yeah, you have.
Maybe you blocked it from your memory.
I thought that
the Terra Soul guys.
Oh, that was actually fun.
What turns you on creatively, spiritually, and emotionally in a game? Epic fights and wordplay with villains. What turns you off in a game? Player versus player events. What's your favorite curse word? Drek. Drek!
That's right out of... The first time I ever heard that was in Shadowrun back in the early 80s. So, that's pretty cool.
You're dating yourself there.
Everybody should know by now that I have gray
Becca.
Hair.
That's true.
Yeah.
What sound or noise do you love?
My wife's still got a full head of brown hair. Me, on the other hand, I'm going gray like the day is long.
You only have like 2 grays.
Oh, I have more than that.
Makes you look dignified. About
one,
time you've had something.
Two,
that was
yeah.
Three. Four.
What's
pull them out. Nobody will notice.
No! I worked hard for them, damn it. They're staying. Man. I had to deal with
them. Don't complain about them.
I'm not complaining about them. I'm just saying.
What sound or noise do you love? Erdnot Rex?
Erdnot
Rex.
That's from Mass Effect.
Shepherd. Voice from Mass Effect. So that's
from a video game. Like
this. Exciting. I thought you were going to say Bert and Ernie.
What's
Bert. Bert. Now it's Bert and Ernie. There we go.
What are you doing, Bert?
Sorry, Ryan. You love Bert and Ernie.
Angela made him say Bert and Ernie. There you go.
What sound or noise do you hate? Buzzers.
Wrong answer.
No whammies. Stop.
What game would you like to attempt that you have not attempted in the past? Anything. I would try anything once.
Ooh. Whoa.
Oh my.
Let's break out the nipple clamps and the wheel of torture.
We have a wheel of torture?
Yes.
Why are we using it?
Yeah, Jeremy is not thrown off at all by nipple clamps. Like, I expect us to have nipple clamps. But the wheel of torture? How come I haven't been notified of this yet?
Because we know you'd break it.
That only happened
to me. Use it a lot!
Hence the breaking of it. It's made out of balsa wood, for crying out loud.
You only built it of balsa wood?
It was the only supplies I had!
Dang it!
We broke Beth again.
And it's
Tracy,
that's one or two now, I think.
Control, delete, quick! Reboot, she's locked!
Spin.
Well, when you can afford to buy the expensive, 2x4s and 2x6s, we'll build it out of something other than balsa wood.
Hey, don't blame us. Angela made us.
Oh, and Andre did an actual play of it.
Oh, what game would you not like to attempt? Any game where players work against each other. Finally.
Like when they're all evil.
So, whips, okay.
If heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates? Was it worth it?
Worth every bit of it.
I'd have to say yes.
All right.
He's willing to try anything, so.
Okay.
God would say, Angela made me.
And Andre did an actual play of it.
Yes.
All right, I have a Jamal Brown. I hope I'm saying his name right.
Jamal.
Is it Jamal?
No.
It could be.
Yeah.
I'm guessing it's Jamal.
Now that we butchered the poor
ass. He's going to come up and be like, you better be funny now.
Oh my god.
He's going to beat my ass. You're gonna beat me up so bad. You guys are gonna get to the camp kind of like, what the hell happened to Nathan? Oh, he ran into Jamal. It is Jamal. Okay.
Wow. He asked, where's Nathan?
We pointed and then
was the fact he's like 6'6" and weighed 210 and not an ounce of fat on him.
And then all he said was, Angela made me.
She's gonna pass out. Quick, give her a bag. She's gonna get, breathe in a bag. Breathe in a bag. Breathe in a bag.
He likes to see her pass out.
Ooh.
Oh, so my.
Sorry, I did not mean to give that away.
Oh, my.
Rewind.
Well, no, that's going in the show.
That's going in the show now.
That's on the internet for posterity now.
You can't take it back.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, my.
Oh,
nobody's allowed
my.
To use that information for their own personal use.
Too late.
It's
what,
on the
you
internet?
Did?
It's on the podcasted now. All right. So, Jamal.
Yes. How did you get into gaming? Exposed to gaming when I got shipped off to a nerd farm in fifth grade.
Nerd farm?
There are nerd farms?
What?
Why wasn't I too set to a nerd farm?
Yeah, no kidding. Why wasn't I?
Why
farm?
Haven't we started a
Where
nerd farm?
Where is it?
Do you grow nerds there?
Can we send our future children?
How do you know nerds are ripe and ready to pick
the glasses, the thickness of the frames of the glasses?
Okay. It's good to know. It's good to know.
How did you hear about CampCon? Through local gaming circles.
Angela.
Bonus. Angela being a local gaming circle going, CampCon.
Why did you choose to support CampCon? I attend 3 to 4 cons a year, not at home.
Oh. It was time.
What is your favorite game? Burning Wheel! Exclamation point, exclamation cool. point. Which one's that?
Is that like a Wheel of Torture?
Burning Wheel.
Although if Jeremy gets close to the Wheel of Torture downstairs, it might become a Burning Wheel.
Burning Wheel's a game by Luke Crane. It's a fantasy game, although they have other versions of it. But like the Mouse Guard RPG is based on Burning Wheel.
Yeah. What is your least favorite game? Fourth Ed.
Wow, really?
I agree.
That's interesting, yeah.
Well, you know,
mm-hmm. Some people don't like it. It's not my least favorite game. I don't care
it's
for
not
it.
My so. Best thing
no, it's not Rifts.
Quark,
no.
So.
You know. Well, he probably hasn't played Rifts.
Clark.
Yes, we did get Clark from that.
Is that more bedroom antics?
Oh, yeah. He rubs his juices. He does that.
It's the whole.
He's in the doorway.
Her. Remember, it was a
thing. I think we broke Jeremy now.
No, I was talking about Ethan.
What turns you on creatively, spiritually, or emotionally in a game? Character-driven sessions.
Clark.
So I bet you he would love Call of Cthulhu.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
What turns you off in a game? GM Fiat. Oh, he won't like me running any games.
Fiat!
Isn't that like a little car?
Yes.
That like
it's
that
it, well.
Charlie Sheen drove through his
it's
house.
It's actually Fiat's actually.
Don't Fiats like to make love to you and stuff?
Whoa.
Well, they do in the commercials. Have
Fiat
you seen
is
the commercials.
Fiat is an Italian car company.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. That might be painful.
But GM didn't make it to you. Chrysler makes it to you.
Anyway, enough with Fiat.
What is your favorite curse word? Move the Smurfa.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
what it says.
That's a good one.
What sound or noise do you love? Lightsaber sound effects.
Hey, yeah, that's a noble one. We like that.
What sound or noise do you hate? Preteen giggles.
can't make that.
My boy, you have to step on my nets to get me to go that high.
Well, come here.
What game would you like to attempt that you have not attempted in the past? Pendragon. I have not heard of this.
I've heard of it, but I don't like.
You don't know?
I don't know enough about
okay.
it.
Okay. What game would you not like to attempt? Amber, again. That's not one that I
Amber, dice is role-playing.
Oh. Well, I don't blame you. It's not role-playing if there's no dice.
Aren't you supposed to roll the dice?
Well, it's just pretty
No, role-playing is, it's okay. It's R-O-L-E, as in you play
it's
someone other than yourself.
Right, but you can role-play without dice.
Well, you can.
Wrong kind of role-playing, honey.
What active is, right? You're just acting for a private
audience. Or you could get dice and do it properly. Now.
Final rock scissors, you know. I'm
John
going to
King Pong. I quote a show.
I hate Orpheum like that. It makes me so mad. Just
give me a foam padded. Give me a foam padded stick, and I'll just beat you into submission. I win.
Hitting.
Finally, if heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
Did you bring your dice?
Oh.
Yes. Yes.
Hot. We're playing Amber.
Oh.
No!
Hell.
Yes, lots of dice.
I'll be holding the gate open for you. Go, come inside. We've got air conditioning. It smurfs up the environment.
Join Blackleaf in hell. All right.
Blackleaf, no.
I've got the profile here for Danae Minnick. How did you get into gaming? I started playing video games at a young age. In college, I got into Magic the Gathering due to a friend. Then another friend introduced me to Legend of the Five Rings and eventually pen and paper RPGs. I have been hooked since. How did you hear about CantCon? A friend of mine,
Angela, probably.
Yeah, probably. gave me a flyer for CantCon the first year it was public, so we attended that year and every year after. Why did you choose to support CantCon?
Angela made me.
Besides that, Angela makes everyone. She like walks around with a knife.
She's like, you do it, or else I'll cut you. I'll cut you.
No, it's a toothbrush shiv. That's what she uses. Hmm?
Yes. I think that's entirely
hygiene.
So why did you choose to support CantCon? Is I want to see the gaming community in Kansas City grow, and what better way than through a local convention?
That's true.
What is your favorite game? Burning Wheel! Exclamation point. I played it at a con with Luke Crane running and have enjoyed it every chance I have had to play in a Burning Wheel game.
You know, every time I hear that, I think of the song. The Burning Wheel song.
Burning Wheel.
Yep. What goes up? Oh, must come
burning ring of fire.
Burning ring.
That's the unauthorized reproduction of the game is Burning Ring. What is your least favorite game? Houses of the Blooded, though that might be due to mostly to the GM. I would be willing to try it again with a different GM and a better understanding of the rules. What turns you on creatively, spiritually, or emotionally in a game? Being able to influence the story / module / game with potentially unusual approaches. What turns you off in a game? Too much focus on the rules to the point where everything has to be looked up. It is also very frustrating to know that no matter what the characters do, the bad thing is about to happen and cannot be avoided or stopped. What is your favorite curse word? Good.
What?
Good. That's your favorite curse word. Yeah.
Well, I guess it is a four-letter word.
What sound or noise do you love? Evil laughter. So that's coming along.
Yeah, voice lessons.
What sound or noise do you hate? High pitched noises of any sort.
Beth. Beth.
What game would you like to attempt that you have not attempted in the past? Eclipse Phase, Leverage, Battlestar Galactica, and many more that I cannot think of off the top of my head. What game would you not like to attempt? Pathfinder.
Really?
Oh, no! 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 Bad kitty! No!
No! Kitty!
Finally, if heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
Pathfinder! They have to give it a try. They just have to try it. They'll love it. Just try it!
Okay. Calm down. Calm down.
Sorry, I'm very...
Goose rubber.
Actun!
Finally, if heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates? You keep what you kill. Okay, that's just messed up.
You know,
God, hang around with Angela too much.
A lot of assumptions that welcome these people to are going to go heaven. To heaven.
That's true. Maybe next year I'll change the question. You want the devil to say at the fiery gates?
Come inside. We've got porn.
Sweet.
Oh, you bought us a
and bus. And the three you
it. Yeah.
She goes, cool, mini trucker magazine.
All right. So I've got Nick Seal. How did you get into gaming? I started playing a few board games at home with some friends, and I eventually just started playing more often with more unusual games.
Plus, Angela made me.
Yes. That's one thing like the default answer.
Those friends, or?
Some, yes.
Excellent.
How did you hear about CantCon? I was invited to the very first one by Jeremy.
Jeremy.
How did
Jeremy, you're an enabler.
I am.
Enabler!
It was at my house.
It was.
Why did you choose to support CantCon? Because it is part of who I am, and I love to help it grow and thrive. Spreading the joy of gaming to others is a desire of mine. What is your favorite game? Thunder Hamsters and the Temple of Cheese.
That's so much fun.
What is your least favorite game? Monopoly.
Yes.
I like Monopoly. Agreed.
The card game. Mundane games,
I like it
yes.
for about an hour. And then
the card game is a lot better.
Mundane.
Or you could play a real game.
Going forever, Becca.
What I like some games that go on.
Like Talisman.
What turns you on creatively, spiritually, or emotionally in a game? Being able to connect with other players, preferably like playing in cooperation. Shit. What turns you off in a game? Petty squabbling and gloating winners, along with people that are overly competitive. What is your favorite curse word? Bugger.
Oh, bugger.
Oh, bugger.
Bugger.
What sound or noise do you love? Splat.
Well, he does like hamsters.
Mm-hmm. What sound or noise do you hate? Buzzer.
Sorry, buzzer. You've made a wrong choice. Try again.
What game would you like to attempt that you have not attempted in the past? Anything run by Tracy, Robo Rally, and Pathfinder. There you go.
Good. Good.
I won't make any comments about Pathfinder. What game would you like to attempt? Or what game would you not like to attempt? Cthulhu.
Aww.
That's a man of Jeremy's heart.
Finally, if heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive in the pearly gates? Oh, good. Now that you're here, you can start playing the games. We've been needing you to join us.
Aww.
Aww. And Angela made me. All right, I think we're to our last one with Nathan.
Which is Angela Robertson.
Angela made her.
She can't make
We meet show. Again for the first the time, time. For the last time. For the first time.
Let me take off my pants.
For the last time.
It's very decay.
Oh my.
Oh my.
I wish we could
Are you going to invite me inside?
Yes, that would be awesome.
We could get him blueberries.
Yeah.
He loves blueberries.
They're Psych. Very fresh.
These blueberries are from California. How did you get into gaming? It's been so long, I don't really remember.
Wow. Hmm. How old is she then?
Whoa. The answer to that mini guy is 21.
Do you want her to shiv you?
It makes people do things.
It's true.
I wouldn't think. I don't know why she... Maybe she just doesn't... Maybe her first gaming experience was Palladium. And so her mind, in an attempt to keep her sane, blocked it out.
Maybe. That could be true.
So that's why she doesn't really remember.
Yeah.
Her mind goes, no, you can't remember. You'll go crazy. How did you hear about CanCon? Through Gamers Haven, which I found from a postcard at Tabletop.
Oh, really?
Now mm-hmm. she's involved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Look at now she is part of the conclave.
Because Angela made her.
She made herself do it.
Yeah. Why did you choose to support CanCon? Because it's awesome. And Angela made me. No. Just because it's awesome. What is your favorite game? Don't have one, but I tend to like story-focused rules-light systems more than others. What is your least favorite game? Ones that are too rules-heavies and don't have built-in ways to let the players help mold the adventure. Hiccup.
Yes, hiccups. Yeah, that's
what turns you on collectively, spiritually, or emotionally in a game? Oh, my. When a player agonizes over a tough choice, or when the whole table bursts into laughter. Again, she wouldn't like to run in a game I run. What turns you off in a game? Having to wait for more than 10 minutes for my turn in combat. Again, sorry. What is your favorite curse word? I plead the fifth.
Smurf.
Maybe she doesn't have one.
Maybe she has all of them.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's four.
She's like me, you know. Poke a curse word. Gotta catch them all. What sound or noise do you love? Dice rolling onto the table. What sound or noise do you hate? Fingernails on a chalkboard. That's the second person that dislikes that.
Yeah, a lot of people make that dislike happen today.
What game would you like to attempt that you have not attempted in the past? Dresden Files, Eclipse Phase, School Days, and many others. I like trying out games at least once. What game would you like not like to attempt? I give every game one fair shake, but I'd probably not return to Cthulhu Tech. I have not played that one yet. Finally, if heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates? Roll for initiative.
God wins.
Yes, God goes
I
first.
I go first again! Man, Jesus is such a rude lawyer.
Your turn, Ethan.
My turn?
Yes. When did you... What started... Follow the list.
Okay.
Answer your own damn
question. So we're doing our own profile.
Hell yes!
Okay. Well, let's see. How did I get into gaming? Well, those who listen to the show know, but I'll go ahead and reiterate. I was in the fifth grade, and my brother, my older brother, Eric the Carpetpacker, stole my moniker, came to me and said, come with me, took me into his room, beat me with a shoe. No, wait, he didn't beat me with a shoe.
Whoa. Sorry.
This is the wrong story.
Took me into his room and handed me a yellow box and a blue box. No, this is not a reference to Matrix. They handed me the basic set and advanced set to the Marvel Super Heroes role-playing game and said, I think you'll like this. And then he pointed at some Rift's book on his shelf and said, never play this. And I said, okay. And pretty much from that point on, I was running games because none of my friends would run, so I ran them myself. And I went from there into Champions and various other things. How did you hear about CanCon? I created it. So, me? Why did you choose to support CanCon? Because it's like the mafia. You can't get out.
You're part of the family now.
I'm part of the family now. What is your favorite game? That sort of varies depending on my mood. Right now, I've always really loved superhero games, so I really love Mutants and Masterminds, I would say. What is your least favorite game?
I have no idea.
Yeah, you know, my mind's blanking on that. Yeah. Yeah. But it soaks up cat urine real well. What turns you on creatively, spiritually, or emotionally in a game? I really enjoy it, since I basically get a lot from GMing. I really get into it when the players really get into it. And one of my favorite points in any game is sort of when things get so intense that actual players will get up and start pacing and thinking about stuff in game. I really enjoy that. What turns you off in a game? Being bored, really. Endless repetition and annoying players. And Nathan, too.
Well, yeah, I do that to everybody. I didn't earn the nickname of King of Bitching for nothing.
Yep, you are the Queen of Bitching. I mean, King of Bitching. what is your favorite curse word?
That's okay, Ethan. You can tell him the true name.
That's true. what is your favorite curse word?
That was kind of creepy.
I'm going to go with Sasquatch right now. What sound or noise do you love? When I love Beth laughing.
Aww.
What sound or noise do you hate? Crickets.
I want all crickets
to die.
Why do you need to die?
Painful death.
They are the most annoying creatures in existence.
They sit outside my window and chirp, and they all need to explode.
Smash them.
They create a zen atmosphere.
A zen atmosphere.
They need to die.
I'm with them.
They create a zen atmosphere until I crush them with my size 13
hunt
boot.
Them and kill them.
Anyway.
Totally with him.
What game would you like to attempt that you have not attempted in the past? I've attempted so many. I actually would like to try Cthulhu Tech at some point.
Yeah, that
or Eclipse Saves. Or Hollow Earth Expedition might be a lot of fun, too. Mm-hmm. What game would you not like to attempt? Anything with Fate. Burning Wheel actually has... I have zero desire to play Burning Wheel. The Dresden Files RPG, I don't... Because it's Fate, I just don't want to play it. And finally, if heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates? Come on in. There you go.
That was original.
Roll some dice. Stuff.
Don't step on that.
I don't have anything profound there.
Don't step on that.
Don't step on, don't touch that. Don't touch anything.
That's yeah.
Okay.
All right. So that's
so Jeremy,
that's that.
How did you get into gaming?
Started with the hero. Didn't we do this? We did.
Yeah, way back in the first episode.
Yeah, we did this in the
91 episodes ago. We did
91 episodes ago.
91 episodes in like 5 years ago.
Yeah, 5 years ago. So they can like go back and do that. With HeroQuest.
Hey, HeroQuest is awesome.
Then the Rules Cyclopedia. Way back when. Young.
How'd you hear about CanCon?
It was in my house.
We just showed up and took over. Like, hey, we're having a con here. Huh? Con.
Make food.
It was in my house.
Bring coolers full of
food. Jeremy and Robin were the original food czars.
Yes, well, technically, yes. Mm-hmm. Although they
yeah. I don't know if you guys actually made anything.
I made pancakes.
Pancakes.
So there you go.
It was in my house.
Actually, he made pancakes for them, and we stole them.
Why do you choose to support CanCon?
It was in my house.
There you go.
It's in their choice. He's in the Mafia.
It's still like the Mafia. All right, what's your favorite game?
Not Savage Worlds.
Oh, I love Savage Worlds. Savage Worlds is a great game. There's so many. I like pretty much any game that's fun. So I don't really have a favorite.
You have a least favorite?
Well, yeah, I have...
There's tons of those.
There's tons of those.
That's the next question, Jeremy.
Mm-hmm.
So my favorite ahead. Game is pretty much any game that yes. is fun.
Okay, then what's your least favorite game?
That's not fun.
So Rifts.
Yeah, that's probably a good choice, because usually that's not going to be fun. Palladium, probably not going to be fun. I haven't ever played Fates, I don't know. Really, with the group, you can usually have fun with any game.
Depends on the group, probably.
It does depend on the group, so... But sometimes rules systems make it so it's not a continuation game. So if I'm thinking campaigns, well... So... Not really into Diceless, just because I like dice.
Alright, well, what turns you on creatively, spiritually, or emotionally in a game?
I like character development. I like exploring. I like kind of pushing the limits. I like being able to throw a door down a hallway and trigger the traps.
It's always in a game.
You know.
What turns you off in a game?
I don't like being railroaded.
Lightning bolt inside of a metal ship.
Actually, that's still fun, though. I mean, my character didn't like it. And it wasn't the smartest thing to do, but still, it was fun. I mean, I can't say it wasn't fun.
It makes me laugh every time.
Just kind of, you know, when it kind of gets boring and... You know, and if people aren't having fun around the table, they aren't interacting, things like that. Or if somebody's actually getting, when people are actually getting truly mad at each other, and it's breaking down, and the because you can when the people interaction isn't working at that point, that's when I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the part I don't like. I don't want a game to become that.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is your favorite curse word?
Oh, but there's so many.
I'm betting it's Smurf.
It's going to be Smurf, because you can just fill that in
mm-hmm.
With so many things.
What sound or noise do you love?
Not crickets.
The absence of crickets.
The absence of crickets. Can you guess what noise I hate, too? Crickets. And that clock I killed.
Tick-tock, tick-tock.
Oh, God, it's dead, though.
Yes, you've got to smash it with a hammer.
But I remember hunting crickets, too. God, I hate those little bugs.
All right, what game would you like to attempt that you have not attempted in the past?
Oh, geez, there's so many. There's a big long list. Pretty much anything at this point. There's a lot of new games that I haven't even played.
What game would you not like to attempt?
Don't really care to play any... Rifts or Palladium right now. Probably stay away from Amber. Yeah.
Finally, if heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
What are you doing here? Get back down to Earth. It's not time quite yet. We'll just, like, restart your heart, and, yeah, you can just keep doing what you're doing.
Reboot!
Reboot that.
Angela made me! Beth! How did you get into gaming?
My mom, when I was a little girl, she would have me be an NPC in her games. So, that's how it started.
She made you the banker?
No, she actually, one of them, I was a homeless child.
Oh, God.
Whoa! Maybe a homeless child NPC?
Yeah, there were a couple different characters she had me play. Most of them were kids.
All right, as a homeless child, you've got this, like, disease.
Yeah.
Your legs rotting off.
Yeah.
I want you to just, like, crawl in.
How did you hear about CanCon?
I was invited to the first one.
Okay. Why do you choose to support CanCon?
I'm obligated now. So
you are.
I can't get out.
Angela makes you.
Angela makes me. Ethan Parker makes me. So.
What is your favorite game?
Probably any Cthulhu game that I've played. So, Realms and Trail and Call of Cthulhu.
What is your least favorite game?
Least favorite game? Does it have to be a role-playing game?
Nope.
Talisman.
Oh,
I hate it. I'm sorry. It's it's longer than 4 hours, and I can't focus for that long. I just want to do other stuff, and so...
It is hard when you get so many people.
Yeah, it's for me, I just can't focus on it. And so it's like Monopoly when I was a kid. I feel like I'm forced to sit at the table. I can't get away. I'm stuck there, and it just gets out of hand.
Four people is perfect for Talisman.
What turns you on creatively, spiritually, or emotionally in a game?
Probably having awesome people around the table and being able to laugh and just have a good time.
What turns you off in a game? Besides Talisman.
Besides Talisman.
Don't bring up Talisman!
Probably
and
when
this
it gets...
one time when I played Talisman.
I would probably have to say a game that's running really slowly and people aren't having fun.
Again.
Stabbing!
Sorry about that.
What is your favorite curse word?
Smurf. With
wow.
The side of Smurfers.
God, that's,
yeah.
That's a filthy one.
That's Smurftastic!
What sound or noise do you love?
Ooh, the pug snorts.
Pug snorts are pretty awesome.
And Ethan laughing. And also the noise that Ethan makes whenever my cat Pandora licks against the grain of his
skin,
which is
What sound or noise do you hate?
I don't think I really have any sounds I hate.
Crickets.
I like crickets. I think the crickets are wonderful.
What game would you like to attempt that you have not attempted in the past?
Probably any game that I haven't played. I just want to figure out if I like it or not and try new things.
What game would you not like to attempt?
Say Rifts. Just say Rifts.
Ethan's telling me to say Rifts,
yes,
but totally. I feel like I've never played it, so I can't judge it for myself.
It's evil. Wrong.
I guess Rifts.
Every time someone plays Rifts, a baby dies.
That is not
someone
funny.
Someone eats a puppy.
Someone eats a puppy and a baby dies.
Yes.
That's
possibly
messed up.
Possibly together.
Yes.
In like a stew.
Mm-hmm.
Mmm, stew.
Finally, if heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
Where's Ethan? What? We're going together. So I'll make
fair,
that happen.
All right, Becca, so it's for you now.
Break.
How did you get into gaming, Becca?
It's time to go.
My time is sooner than his, apparently.
Because you can do it to yourself and you keep hitting yourself.
Accidentally, probably, yeah.
Jeez. Okay, sorry.
Just check the brakes. That's all I'm saying.
Check the brakes, Ethan. Check the brakes.
No. If you're together, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Becca gets it.
I do, because we've already made the same pact, so.
Yeah.
God, it's a suicide pact everywhere.
And I are going together.
Angela made you, yeah.
Yeah, Angela made us.
I got into gaming when I was in college. One of my friends said, "You are going to game with us." And I was very apprehensive and it was very scary. And I died. I died in my first hour or two, and then I got reprimanded and brought back to life.
Reprimanded, eh?
Yes, I got reprimanded by my goddess, I think, who said, watch for traps!
Don't die!
Look for traps!
That's fair.
So I always look for traps now.
How did you hear about CantCon?
Ethan?
Why do you support CantCon? Besides Angel makes you?
She's forced to now. I mean, after you've gone to the first one, it's like a blood pact, right?
Yeah.
Well, the yarn, all the yarn. That's what bound us together. Yeah.
What is your favorite game?
I probably have to go with probably Fantasy D&D. I don't care for 4th Ed that much. I liked 3.5. I like Pathfinder. I love Talisman.
We could still be friends, Becca. It's cool.
What is your least favorite game?
I don't really know. I've had some bad experiences with random games, but I don't know if it's enough to call it that I dislike it. So, I don't really know what to answer on that one.
All right. What turns you on creatively, spiritually, or emotionally in a game?
No pants.
No pants.
I really like when the characters in a particular game actually advance. They grow together. It's not kind of a, oh, let's get together and do this one thing and then go our separate ways. You know, I like to see the continuation of the story. So, I've been in a couple of games that are like that, where we advance in our lives and start new story arcs with the same characters.
And what turns you off in a game?
Waiting forever for your turn.
Taking naps while you're waiting.
Oh, God. I've been there.
Yeah.
If I have a character that I really don't care for, I really just don't want to play, you know? I have to be passionate about my character.
What is your favorite curse word?
When I get in the habit, which hasn't been in a while because I live with Nathan, I will say, gosh darn it, a lot. Or gall darn it, although that's not as much as gosh darn it. Which apparently is really funny to people.
What sound or noise do you love?
Well, I have to go with every other, you know, couple person here. I do love to hear my husband laugh, or when he's really excited, he makes cute noises. And I am a sucker for kittens and kitties and
purring.
Oh, God, yeah.
What sound or noise do you hate?
Not purring.
Angry crawling.
Chorus.
Really, I have trouble with really high-pitched sounds. I think my ears were not meant to hear really high-pitched sounds.
What game would you like to attempt that you have not attempted in the past?
For role-playing, I don't know. There's so many that I haven't played. But I know that I would like to play Run for Your Life Candyman some point.
What game would you not like to attempt?
Oh, I'm not getting any direction.
He's not yelling no riffs to
I know.
You.
Say and riffs, I have say to, riffs. I have to feel this the same way as Beth, in that I've never played it, so I can't really say that.
So riffs it is. Okay. Finally, if heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
You are right, I'm a woman. I don't know.
That was pretty awesome.
And we'll wrap things up with Nathan now. Nathan, how did you get into gaming?
My brother. I was probably first grade. TMNT and Other Strangeness, because my dad made him.
Which was Palladium.
Yeah, but it was Eric Wujcik.
Yeah.
And it was Bio E Points.
And how did you hear about CanCon?
I don't know, some guy was complaining about the fact he couldn't go to Gen Con, so he decided that he wanted to do this get-together where you know,
at my house.
Play games. At Jeremy's house. Yeah. And, yeah, it sounded like a good idea since we couldn't go to Gen Con.
That guy was
either,
a lunatic. Why do you choose to support Gen Con?
He was evil.
Yeah, he murdered
It's fun, and it means I don't have to drive out to Indianapolis to get my gaming fix for 3 days, so yeah.
What is your favorite game?
You don't have to say Call of Cthulhu.
No, my favorite game to run is Call of Cthulhu. My favorite game to play in is Savage Worlds.
What is your least favorite game?
My least favorite game to run? My least favorite game to run is probably Star Wars D6, because there's a lot of notes to take. Least favorite game to play in? Yeah. Blue Planet.
Alrighty. What turns you on creatively, spiritually, or emotionally in a game?
Well, you know... Oh, you mean in a game. That's a tough one.
Yes, and Andre's not here to turn you on, so it's all
yeah,
good.
What can I say?
I forgot about that. That's what it is. Andre, you turned me on.
Whoa.
Back off! what turns me on in a game creatively? Nothing turns me on spiritually. I'm not a spiritual person. Creatively, what turns me on is watching the players' faces turn to absolute dread and fear as they realize they're in a situation that unless they unless they actually think before they act, they're probably not going to make it out of it alive.
What turns you off in a game?
No pets.
Oh my! I actually like that.
yeah, right. If all the characters ran around with no pants, you would not like it.
You just wait. One of these days, we're just going to come over and take our pants off.
Fine, as long as you guys remember to wear underwear. What turns me off in a game?
Why would it start now?
Yeah.
What turns me off in gaming is there's actually two different things that turn me off. There's metagaming, where it's like you come across the scene, you see something interesting. Oh, that's a kobold. We're just going to go kill it. Yeah. That's not a kobold. But considering you're jumping to conclusions as something that your character would have no idea what it is, great, why don't you go over there and try to beat on that thing? And the other one is Munchkin Gaming. I hate Munchkin Gaming. I'm going to min-max my character so I can be the best that I can. I don't need a high intelligence. I'm a fighter.
Unless you're playing Black and White. You got to plan ahead and collect miracles.
That's true. What is your favorite curse word?
Oh, God.
Say the list!
Smurf, 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 smurf.
Smurf, 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 and smurf.
Awesome. What sound or noise do you love?
I feel like that's not an appropriate giggle.
I cannot say. I plead the fifth.
What sound or noise do you hate?
God. Freaking crickets.
Jeremy shares
again, I plead the fifth.
What game would you like to attempt that you have not attempted in the past?
That I've not attempted in the past. There's so many systems that I haven't. I would like to try Eclipse Phase. I would really like to try what's the name of that game?
Bacon.
I would like to try Cobalt Ate My Baby. Haven't had a chance to play that. The one that we got, the setting was really cool for, but the rules were kind of crap.
The widescreen book. Alpha Omega.
Yeah. Not just Alpha Omega. No, actually, I liked the rules for Alpha Omega. They were complex, but they weren't bad. No, it's the one that takes place in space where the stuff's fallen from the how the ships were attached to the Earth with skyhooks and then parts of them fell down. Where the ships are alive and are devouring the people. It's like Dead Space.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I can't remember the name of it.
Well, the ships were alive in Farscape.
Machine Zeit.
Yeah, Machine Zeit. Mm-hmm. That one I didn't care for the rule set, but the setting was awesome.
Mm-hmm. What game would you not like to attempt?
Yeah, pretty much anything by Palladium right now.
Okay. And finally, if heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
Clock two! Rata!
And Angela made me do it. Okay.
Well, I said the words!
That is it for our CantCon show. Please come to CantCon. Have fun. Enjoy yourselves. Roll some dice. Buy lots of stuff.
Yay! Yay! Buy baked goods!
Yes,
yay!
Buy baked goods at the concession stand.
Just watch out for Nathan's brownies.
Thank you for joining us tonight. And we shall talk to you on the flip side.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven Podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.